Good morning, Father. How did you sleep? It's a beautiful morning, isn't it? The birds are just singing so beautifully today, don't you think? There's just something so perfect about a Wednesday morning before Mass. Also, it's my first time giving communion during service, so I'm very thankful to be able to help with Mass today, Father. I hope it isn't too much trouble. Me? Well, I spent most of this morning with the orphans. I was reading some stories to them and helping them get ready for the day. Blessed be, those children have gotten more and more rowdy these days. They're children, after all, so I am thankful for the patience God has given me to teach them. What about you, Father? How was your morning gone? You had Father Lucas cover your confessional service. Did something happen? Oh, I'm sorry you were feeling ill. Have you been seeing the doctor about it? I'd hate for you to be sick for so long. I see what you mean. Your cheeks are flustered, Father. I do hope it's not a fever. I wouldn't be surprised, though. It does get more feverish during the fall. We're getting closer to the winter. If you keep feeling sick, you really should see the doctor. I'll be pretty upset with you if you let yourself get sick. We need you at Mass, and I don't know what I'd do without you there. So, if it's not too much trouble, please just talk to him. For me? Thank you. It's a sin to gossip, but Lord forgive me. Have you gotten to meet the new child Sister Edith and Father Paul brought in? They took him in this morning. He's a rather odd child. Poor thing, his entire family passed away in a fire while he was asleep. He was unarmed, though. The entire house caught on fire, including his room, but he was saved. Miraculously, not a burn on his body. It's so strange. And ever since, he won't speak to anyone. And if he does, it's only in tongues. Not any language I know of, or anyone else at the church. If we keep this between us, Elder Micah believes he's been possessed by a demonic force. Of course, he could be wrong, but what else could explain it? The sisters and I are keeping a very close eye on him, and we're all making sure we pray for him. And every spare second we get, we're going to say a prayer for him. To keep the boy safe, of course. We don't know what he could be battling. Even if it isn't a demon, the poor thing definitely needs our help. And if I'm honest, I am fearful. But I have confidence in my faith to keep me protected. If you'd like me to pray for you too, Father, I'd be happy to. Just in case. There's nothing wrong with a little prayer. I wouldn't want anything happening to you. Just give me your hands. I can pray for you right now, so we don't waste time. Amen. There. Now you'll have strength to handle Mass and be protected from anything else. I hope you'll keep me in your prayers as well. We're going to bring the boy to the elder and try to get to the bottom of what's ailing him. We're bringing an exorcist, just in case. You never know. I mean, I'm hoping that it's not going to come to that, but it's always a good safeguard, don't you think? I pray, Father, we can help him. I'm not so fearful of myself anymore, but whether or not that boy will be okay. You always know what to say to make me feel better. Thank you, Father. Keep me in your prayers, won't you? Oh, that's the bell. I guess that means it's time for us to get ready for Mass. Well, prayers that all goes well, Father. After the service, I'm going to meet the elders to deal with praying over the boy. So, prayers that it goes well. Anyhow, I mustn't delay. I'll see you afterwards for confessional, Father. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't confessed to you in a while, so I pray, Father. We can help him, so keep me in your prayers as well. Make sure you see the doctor about your fever, too, okay? Happy Wednesday! Father, it's Sister Lee. Can I come in? I'm sorry to intrude on your privacy in your quarters. I just came to speak to you, Father. I must confess something to you. You once again weren't at confessionals when I arrived there. Well, of course I have to confess this to you. I can't tell Father Lucas or anyone else except you. Thank you. If you'd like, I can turn around and you can do the same. That way it doesn't feel so personal. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. My sin is a sin of fear, confusion, uncertainty. My faith in the Lord shakes ever so. I'm fearful for my well-being and am in no doubt that I am protected by His strength alone. But something in me is just scared. Why? Father, the boy, there was something horribly wrong with the boy. His spirit was infected by something demonic, something horrible. When we tried to pray for him, he convulsed and writhed on the floor like a deranged animal, and suddenly he stopped. He took a deep breath and he was fine. He looked at us as if he didn't know where he was, asked us all kinds of questions, and the nuns just took him away to bed. But not me. I couldn't move, Father. When that boy took his last breath while he was writhing, I felt something stir in me. Something I had never experienced before. I had thoughts, Father. Beautiful. Horrible, deprived thoughts. I cannot say them aloud. I cannot. I must confess, my thoughts weren't the only thing that changed. My heart had begun to race in my chest. I can feel it race even now. And I felt a wonderful warmth in my stomach. Then I felt this heartbeat race all the way down and into. Into my pussy, Father. I felt the heartbeat in my pussy. And my mind raced and wondered on why I felt this sensation. Good. It felt horrendously good. And I have never given into the temptation of feeling so wonderful. But I cannot stand it any longer. Look at me, Father. My insides feel hot. I'm burning up. I don't know what's happening to me. Help me, Father. Help me. Sister Lee, your darling, beloved little nun, Mr. Priest. You caught me. Poor little thing isn't in her right mind. Because for now, this body is mine.
I go by many names. I came here in that boy, but being in that body was such a pain. And I saw this beautiful, perfect body, and I just had to hop inside. And here I am. What? Are you that stupid I need to spell it out for you? You're a priest. Your kind and my kind have been going at it for ages. I'm a demon, sweetheart. The only reason she's behaving like this now is because I'm in control. Oh, you look so scared. Don't worry, Mr. Priest. I'm not gonna hurt you. In fact, if you just comply, I'll make you feel oh so good. No, don't look at me like that. I'm no fool. Everybody has those urges. Whether or not you can act on them is an entirely different story. But it doesn't make it all the more hot if you can't do anything about it, doesn't it? Besides, even if I didn't know any better, I can tell you do. But I do know better. I'm a demon, after all. I know every little secret you've been hiding. I know how you've been looking at this girl. I can see it. You weren't sick this morning, or even just now. You weren't too sick to go to confessionals. For a priest, you do commit the sin of lying a lot. Because you were so horny. You were jerking off thinking about poor, sweet Sister Lee. You've been touching yourself thinking about her for the past few months, haven't you? Thinking about fucking her. Naughty, naughty boy! You can act so high and mighty, yet return to your chambers to pleasure yourself thinking about your precious little nun. Imagining what she looks like under her habit. Imagining taking her robes off and seeing what's underneath. Imagine dethroning this beautiful little flower you've had your eyes on for months now. Taking off her clothes, running your hands up and down her pale skin. You can't see it very well through the habit, but you can tell her tits and ass would be so wonderful to grab. And this pussy? Unfucked. It's like it's waiting for you, isn't it? That's what your dirty mind is thinking anyway. That no one has touched me. And you want to be the only one. I can tell. Don't try to lie now. If it makes you feel any better, this wholesome little woman thinks of you oh so highly, and not to be a snitch. But she definitely has a thing for you. She knows she cannot marry you, so she weeps at night thinking about how she'll never be able to have you. But now, thanks to a little divine intervention, you both can get what you want. If you don't resist, that is. Deny it! Did you forget when I said I know everything? I know what you want. And under that veil of priestly holiness lies a deep, deep desire to take your unmilked cock out and shove it so far inside this poor little nun that you're completely fucking numb. You're definitely not used to someone speaking so sinfully to you, are you, Father? Well, forgive these holy lips for what they're about to do. Don't fight it. Start pretending this isn't what you've been wanting. This body is definitely perfect. Such an innocent soul. This is her first kiss. Are you happy, Father? You sick fuck. You're so happy to be her first. I guess you're not the only one that's happy. I feel something poking me. Looks like you got a hard on from just kissing. How desperate. How cute. Don't flinch. I'm just gonna touch it. You like how that feels, don't you? Someone else rubbing up and down your dick like that. Having another person's hand holding it and caressing it. It feels good, doesn't it? When I rub my thumb across the head like that. See? Sinning isn't so bad. You're practically throbbing already. You want it so bad. Oh, you naughty, naughty father. Now why don't you lay back on the bed for me? I said, lay back. Aw, look at you, you little masochist. You like it when I shove you and take control? It's probably so jarring, having little Miss Sweetheart shoving you around like that. Why don't I undress for you then? Give you what you've actually been wanting. How does it feel, Father? You see what she looks like under her clothes? Come to think of it, it's your first time seeing a naked woman, isn't it? What do you think? You see how I'm rubbing my hands down my nice little waist, across my breasts? You wish these were your hands, don't you? Well, Father, you can put your hands all over this body as much as you want. But before you do, why don't I give you what you really want? You know what I mean. I'm gonna put my mouth around that throbbing cock of yours. Don't move. Stay lying back like that. Trust me. I'll make you feel amazing. Father, you deserve hellfire for hiding such a fantastic cock like this away from the world. It's so amazing. No wonder this nun had such an obsession with you. She must have known deep, deep down you had such a perfect dick. Now watch, Father. While this innocent nun takes your entire length down her throat. You taste so good, Father. I can already taste the breakum on you. Oh, you're so deliciously innocent. Tonight, I'm gonna corrupt you until all you can think about for the rest of your fucking life is this. No matter how many prayers, how many confessions, and how much Bible thumping you do, you're never gonna stop thinking about this. How's it feel? It must feel fan-fucking-tastic. Having her mouth all over you. Oh, you must like it a lot, don't ya? You feel so good in my throat. Hitting the very back like that? Your cock is throbbing in my mouth. Oh, it feels amazing. I want it inside me. I want this is to fuck me. Are you close, Father? You want to fill this mouth with your cum? I'll let you. Oh, I'll let you. You came so much in my mouth. You see how I swallowed it down? I'm a good girl, right, Father? That's what she would say, wouldn't she? She would sound like, I'm such a good girl. I'd do anything you'd like me to, Father. I'm all for you. All of me is for you. Right? But she doesn't know that we're doing this. She has no idea. It's like she's asleep right now. What would she think of you, Father? What would she think knowing you pumped all that cum down her throat? Would she be ashamed of herself? What would she think of you, Father? Would she be disgusted with you? It'd turn you on, wouldn't it? If she looked you in the eyes and told you, you're disgusting. You're a filthy, filthy little boy. You're absolutely pathetic for wanting me so badly. For wanting to fuck me. For wanting to shove yourself so hard into me and absolutely pollute and ruin this body. Be honest with yourself, Father. You want to completely destroy this body. Make me yours. Cover me in ribbons of your cum so everyone knows I'm yours to corrupt. What? Is all my talking too intense for you? You can't pretend to be so pure now. See how I'm on top of you now? Now why didn't you take those hands of yours and touch me? Put your hands all over me like you really wanted to. Okay, I guess I'm gonna have to make you. Give me your hands. I said give them. Your hands feel so nice and cold. You like these tits? Not a single person has laid their hands on these. Except you. Except for you, Father. These tits and this pussy are all for you. Only for you. Let me see your fingers. Come on. Give them. Fuck. Oh, you feel how tight I am inside? How fucking tight this... I got so wet just from having your cock in my mouth. I want it inside me so bad. I want you to stake your claim on this body and take my virginity. I want it. Right there. That right there, Father, is the clit. The magic fucking button. Oh, fuck. She's definitely never touched herself. Fuck. Fuck, your fingers feel so good. You like how I fuck myself on your fingers? Does it feel good? Having me rock up and down on them like that? That feels good for me, Father. Oh, I'll have to put your dick in me before I come from just this. You like how I grind myself up your cock like that? Yeah? Rubbing myself up and down your shaft like that. Fuck. I'm sorry, but I can't fucking take it anymore. Fuck. It's so good. Damn tight. God. Fuck. It won't even go all the way in, will it? Okay. Okay. I'll take it all the way in and 1, 2, 3. Fuck. It's in. It's in. It's in.
How does it feel to no longer be a virgin? How does it feel to steal this poor nun's purity and completely ruin her chastity? You took it, Father. You stole it. It's all yours now. I think I'm gonna start moving. Are you ready? Good. Good boy. Fuck! Oh, it's throbbing. I feel it throbbing in me so much. Oh, Father, you're so fucking naughty. So fucking naughty. Oh, good Lord. Oh, your dick feels so amazing. I can feel it pushing against my stomach. Oh, you're absolutely insane. You're so disgusting, Father. Getting off to taking this by force? Had I not interfered and forced your hand, would you have still done this? Would you, Father? Would you have stolen her and ruined her, Father? Would you let her destroy your own purity? Oh, God. Did you think sex could ever feel this good? Can you imagine pledging yourself to a life of celibacy and getting everything taken away in one fucking night? One deliciously tragic night. But you didn't stop me. Did you, Father? How disgusting. How desperate, but oh, God. I feel so wonderful. So fucking wonderful. I always love possessing virgins. The first time one feels wonderful without me interfering, and God, to be able to take cock again for the first time, over and over and over again. Oh, what a wonderful eternity. Welcome to the dark side, my dear precious Father. You nor this girl are among the holier-than-thou club anymore. I don't feel so sad. Now you're free. Free to indulge in every earthly pleasure you can want. And not a single soul needs to know. You can take this to the grave that you gave into temptation like this. Oh, you really are disgusting. You throbbed in me about degrading you. So you're into that, huh? How about that? You like that? I bet you did, you filthy, filthy fucking thing. Oh, you're going so fucking deep. Imagine what she'd think. What would the real her think, seeing you beneath her, taking your dick and riding you like this, running her pussy up and down your cock like this? Oh, what would dear sister think? Oh, do I have a delicious idea? Father, what are you doing to me? Father, please, what is happening? Father, please, slow down. Stop, please, have mercy. Slow down. Why are we, what are you doing to me? See, I let her get a little sneak peek of what the two of us were doing. Don't look so upset. You knew when she'd find out, she'd look at you like that. Tell you to stop, beg you to stop. Full of confusion, fear. It gets you stealing her purity. You wanted to hear her. You wanted to be her one and only. So here you are, taking all of her. I only let her get a taste, though. Because for now, this is mine. Oh, this clunk is mine. And not a single other girl has ever will touch it or fuck it like this. Oh, you're all mine. Father, 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 forgive me, father. We can't go back, Father. You can't go back. We're in this together. Even once I leave this body, you and sweet sister have to live with this knowledge that you lost your purities like this. It felt amazing, though, didn't it? Father, you should thank me, because now you two are bound to this secret together, forever. Do I sense a bit of happiness? It may not have been by your own will, but now you get what you want. She's all yours forever and ever. And as long as you two live, you can fuck her just like we did any time you so please. Come to think, your whole life, you devoted yourself to the church, to the priesthood, and within one little night, I completely ruined it. And how funny it is that your biggest dream was granted by a player from the team you preached against. Imagine, the church never granted you anything you wanted, but I did in just one night. It's ironic, isn't it? Don't feel too bad, Father. You may have betrayed your entire priesthood and destroyed this poor nun's life, but you got what you wanted. And I have a feeling this isn't the end. And things are about to get so interesting.